got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, on 52232955, we're asking the question, can you save a parking spot?
Yeah, not like sitting there in your car. Like, get out of your car, go and stand in the spot and say, no, my car's coming. I don't care if you were here first. I'm physically standing here.
Literally happened to me just a couple of weeks ago now before I got sick. I was out at the shops trying to get some Chrissy shopping done.
And you genuinely were first in line,
yeah.
next in for the car park. And that's kind of what you have to do in that situation.
Had my indicator on, was turning into the spot, had my nose in the spot, and someone walked into the spot, flailed their arms in the air and was like, no, this is my spot.
I just think it creates an opportunity for unnecessary aggression.
Absolutely. And I wasn't willing to bite. So I was like, fair enough, fair play. I pulled out and I kept driving.
I don't think it is fair play. I think it's dog move. And I think you've just decided maybe to avoid the incident.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think it was fair play. I think you were well deserved.
I think if I were in a worse mood that day, things may have gone differently.
Liam is in Ocean Grove. He's given us a call on 52232955. Liam, can you save a car park?
Absolutely not. You can't save a car park.
Yeah. It seems like the adult version of like a toddler stealing a toy.
It essentially is. Like you can't stand in a car space and expect that, one, you're not going to get run over. You can't call dibs in the car space. It's first in, best dressed. But there's none of this, like, oh, I'm just going to, like, are you going to starfish in the middle of it? Like, what are you doing? Come on.
100%, Liam, this is what happened. Like, I was about to, like, I nearly ran her over because she ran into the spot and was like, no, you don't get it. This is my spot.
And she had it coming.
All right, you two need to calm down. This seems like a lot of hit and run. It's not the Simpsons game from PlayStation 2. I agree that it's just not on, but you're right. It can create just a really uncomfortable standstill of like, well, I'm not moving. And you go, well, but you're a human being. You don't have a horn, a wheel and two indicators. Get out of there. This is where my car's going to go. So, Liam, I appreciate your passion. I can tell that this clearly is something that really fires you up.
It does. It really does.
I guess look out around Ocean Grove. You don't want to run into Liam.
Yeah. Might turn into the Simpsons game.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yes, every Wednesday we like to test our celebrity knowledge, Tim. Today I am going to let everyone know the celebrity that you will be guessing.
I've only got 60 seconds, yes or no questions only, and a maximum of three guesses. Otherwise, what's the point?
We're wasting time.
There's no sport with no rules.
Take off your headphones. Block those big old ears of yours.
It's normal sized ears. Unbelievable.
Okay, so Tim today will be guessing Meghan Markle. Of course, the new Harry and Meghan season has come out on Netflix. We're going to talk about it after Tim guesses. Timmy, thank you.
Really got deep in there. Sorry.
Are you ready? Do you think you've got what it takes? You haven't been able to guess one for like over a month now.
Mate. We're both crap at this game.
Okay,
so it's not
better than you.
You only realised that you were picking the celebrity when I said, have you got one? You went, yeah. So let's not go on who's better or worse.
Okay, you've got 60 seconds.
All right.
Take it away. Your time will start after the first question.
Am I a female?
Yes.
Am I American?
Yes.
Better known for movies?
No.
Better known for music?
No.
Better known for television?
Yes.
Reality television?
No.
Am I a politician?
No.
What do you mean, no?
40 seconds.
Do you host a television show?
No.
Have you hosted a television show?
No.
Are you sure I'm not Canadian?
I'm fairly certain you're not Canadian.
Are you married to a ginger? Yes.
You've got 20 seconds.
I wonder who I could be. So this person, no, they're not American.
No, are they not?
No, they're Canadian.
Oh, I thought they were American.
No, but you think everyone that's like got that accent.
Okay, all right.
I am Meghan Markle today.
You are?
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. You feel like you need to research the celebrity a little bit.
I thought she was American. They were making such a big big deal? But why is America claiming her then?
Because she was, like, they reside in America and she was on American television.
Well, clearly I need to watch the Netflix series, Harry and Meghan. It's actually breaking Netflix records at the moment, right, Tim. It's become the second most watched English language series on Netflix globally. Right. Had 81.55 million viewing hours so far. So far.
You asked me the other day if I'd watched it. Yeah. That was cute. It was adorable that you'd ask that question.
As soon as I asked you, I went, that doesn't happen.
Hey, everyone's just living their life, right? let the ginger and his girl do what they want. At the end of the day, that Canadian thing that definitely was known for being on television.
Okay. Well, she was.
Well, help me help you.
Did you get it? Yes, you got it.
I did. That's well a good done. Point. That's a good point. I feel better about that.
All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Getting you in that holiday feeling. It's K-Rock 955.
The newly renovated Lara Sporting Club is now open. Book now. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Tim, very convenient that we played a bit of Mariah Carey, All I Want is for Christmas Is You.
Yep.
Because even though that song was released in 1994, it is still at the very top of the charts every single year.
If you want to have, I don't know, if you're into graphs, go to Google Graphs and look at trending, like Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, and just like
watch
11
spikes.
Months of nothing and then bang. Bang. Every single year. And I tell you what, it's like her, Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Like we've got a few Elton John and Justin Bieber Christmas songs. And but All I Want for Christmas Is You is pretty iconic.
As an artist, is one of the best things in life getting that song that's just evergreen.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, it's constantly like it's gonna bring you bank every single year.
And like I think the thing that stands out with that Christmas song in particular, like nothing against like the traditional Christmas songs from you learn in church when you're six.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Like, Father Christmas, bring me gifts. Everybody's here is having a laugh and gay time. And you know, like, but you know what I mean?
Like, sure,
they're all like jaunty children's songs, but this one's just like a fun pop Christmas song.
It's just a banger.
Yeah.
And it's been making Mariah Carey some serious bank. Back in 2006, The Economist estimated that the song would be raking in about $3.6 million annually.
For Mariah Carey.
For Mariah Carey.
She just gets $3 million for writing
for
a song.
For nothing. For writing a song in 1994.
In the 90s.
Every year she gets $3.6 million. And that means that apparently, according to the Sydney Morning Herald, Mariah's royalties from this song have clocked over $106 million since its release.
All I Want for Christmas is those royalties. That's incredible.
All I Want for Christmas is to be Mariah Carey. $106 million, Tim. Oh.
Isn't it sad? Like, I don't know if this is just me, but I'll never leave a mark like that on humankind. Just... Wow.
We'll be lucky to leave a mark like that on Geelong
and Surf Coast.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I got very excited when I saw what you wanted to talk about on the show today. You and I are obsessed with the airline bonza.
Yes.
And I say airline almost in quotation marks
now,
because...
I appreciate what bonza is trying to do. If you're not familiar with bonza airlines... In October 2021,
has
it was announced that Bonza was going to offer fairly priced regional flights for 27 different like alternative routes that Australians don't normally have access to. And it's trying to fix a problem where, like, if you've ever been to Europe or America, you realise how expensive flights within Australia are compared to, like, oh, you know, $20 flight over to Switzerland from France. That kind of deal.
Yeah.
They're trying their hardest to become kind of like what Tiger was, but even better, like in the late 2000s.
I feel like you and I fell in love with their slogan, Flying for Australia.
Great.
Amazing.
They started naming their planes. We've spoken to the CEO, Tim Jordan, before in the past because we made a lot of remarks questioning the existence, so much so that a family member reached out to him and said, hey, these guys are talking trash about you. And he came on the show and he talked very confidently that, hey, yeah, look, we're getting planes up by September 2022.
Mm.
Sorry, did I say September? October 2022. did I say October? December 2022.
What's the date today? It's the 14th. Yep.
Now, to be fair, to Bonza's defense, because before we really get into this, there was a Bonza plane at Avalon Airport on Friday last week.
Yes. We've got officially Bazza and Shazza.
Yep.
And I believe Sheila has been added to the fleet.
So they've been doing some test flights, but they're waiting for the regulatory board to give them essentially commercial licenses to be able to fly people across Australia.
So I, because I knew you were talking about this today, Tim, I decided to do some research. And I went into Facebook and found a private Facebook group. There's only 147 members currently.
Good, intimate, small.
Bonza Airline Australia fan group.
I'm surprised we didn't start it.
And so I went in there to see if there was any information. Apparently, these test flights, they're taking Bazza, I think either Bazza or Shazza, one of the planes, and they're trying out all of the routes while they wait for regulatory approval.
Seeing timing details, I imagine, because the CEO, they said, look, we don't want flights for passengers costing more than $50 an hour. So if you're on an hour flight, you might be able to get a ticket for $50, $60.
That's
not bad. Which would be fantastic. A lot of travel agencies are saying, look, unfortunately, because you kept putting promises on, people got excited and started booking flights around the Christmas time to see, around the holiday time, to see their families. Now, unfortunately, because Bonza still hasn't got their pen license for planes, they still can't do it. And they're saying, look, it's making it tricky for the rest of us now that you keep delaying your start. And they're saying now 2023, we're going to see Bonza in the sky. And I desperately need Bonza to exist legally.
They have started training up staff members because these flights that they've been trialing, staff members have been on there with their families.
Yeah.
So that's how they've been travelling around.
And cheaper flights from Avalon to the sunny coast?
Yeah. That'd be epic. Yes, please. I don't know.
We're going around in circles. I feel like we have this same conversation every single month, Jess, and we need Tim Jordan, the CEO of Bonza Rides. Well, maybe we need to get him back on the show because I'm just...
I'll reach out.
Going around in
I'll
circles.
Reach out. We've got his number.
So it's not often we just call up CEOs. But look, we're doing this for you because we want you to be able to get affordable flights across Australia. And that's what's going to happen because all the other airlines are going to have to start competing with the cheaper
Absolutely.
Prices. So it's fair. It's good for all. So keep up with it, Bonza, if you exist.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And we're asking on 52232 955, if you gift someone a scratchy, should you share the winnings with them?
Mm-hmm.
Or, this is a tricky thing. It comes from so many different perspectives. Say if you gave me a scratchy jet.
Yes.
I won $1,000, I would say, there's $500.
Yeah, but see, do you feel obligated to give me the $500 because it was a gift?
See, this is why I shouldn't have bought you a scratchy yesterday.
You tested our friendship.
Into an argument. I just wanted to get you something on my walk.
How dare you be kind to me?
I apologize because you're right. There shouldn't be an obligation towards it.
Like, no.
But then again, from the exact same side, if I gave you one, I wouldn't expect you to split it with me.
But see, I would. If you won something over $1,000, I'd be like, well, but I bought that for
you. I'm confused with our own perspectives. Neither of them make sense. James from Lara has given us a call. James, mate, do you share winnings on a scratchy if you gift it to somebody?
I reckon I don't think you are obliged to. I think it would be a decent thing to do, depending on the amount.
Ooh, what amount are you keeping quiet to yourself? Like, if you win $1 million, you're keeping that very on the down low.
No, I was thinking the opposite. If it's a big amount, then, swing them a little bit. But, $1,000, that's
okay.
Mine.
So what I'm hearing, James, is, okay, you win $100,000 on a scratchy.
Oh, it doesn't have to be.
I'll probably give them $1,000.
Right.
1%.
So not a 50-50 split.
So you just think 1%. No,
absolutely not.
James is telling his mate, I won 2,000 and I want to split it 50-50 with you.
Yeah. James, you're playing the smart long game. So maybe we need to stop being so obligated with it all because, if we just say, I won $2,000, you know what, you can have 1,000 if you want. They might even say, nah, it's all right, mate, don't worry about it. You get to keep the whole 100.
Well, I mean, it's a gift though. It's like you give me a barbecue for my birthday. I'm not going to give you.
No, I will
barbecue.
Take the frying rack back because that's mine and that's obligation. That's what it is for you. We appreciate your call, James.
All I'm saying is you just need to be careful with your gift giving this Christmas.
I'm so sorry. I should have thought before I acted and done such a disgusting thing.
Buy me a Kit Kat Chunky like you usually do.
Goodbye. All thanks, guys. You're the best.
best.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.